An unusual bipartisan coalition is forming in Congress. It's coming together to overhaul the Patriot Act. The proposed changes are significant, including limiting the NSA's ability to bulk collect internet and phone records, programs exposed by Edward Snowden 2 years ago. David Wellna is NPR's national security correspondent. He's with us now from Washington. Hi there, David.
Hi, Meghna.
So the new bill is called the USA Freedom Act. And let's talk about the first way in which it departs from the Patriot Act, that bulk collection of internet and phone records. How is it different?
Well, you know, the National Security Agency has been bulk collecting people's calling records and storing them for 5 years. This is something that was revealed by Edward Snowden. And under this new bill, the USA Freedom Act, those records would be held only by the phone companies, not by the NSA. And if the NSA wants to track any calling activity, it will have to use very narrowly tailored criteria, not sweeping categories such as all calls from entire area codes or calls made in certain states. And it will have to get a warrant to do so from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Now, that highly secret court has granted virtually every request made to it in the past. But with this bill, for the first time, there would be a civil liberties advocate present in the courtroom to challenge the NSA's requests. And every significant decision that court makes would have to be made public, which has not been the case up to now, and which is also why many lawmakers said they had no idea until Snowden spilled the beans that this court had approved the NSA's bulk collection.
Wow. So, I mean, these changes that you mentioned to the FISA court seem very significant. I mean, the secret courts have long been a major concern for civil libertarians.
Indeed.
So I understand that the bill also proposes major changes to those national security letters that give the FBI power to compel banks and telecom companies to disclose customer records. What are the proposed changes there?
Well, yes, these are virtually subpoenas. And, you know, one of the problems with these letters in the past has been that they are accompanied by gag orders, which say basically that the person who gets sent one of these letters cannot tell anyone that he or she has received it and can't reveal to shareholders that this information is being shared. This bill gives it sets much more stringent criteria for when gag orders can be issued, and it also gives those who receive these letters more ability to challenge their propriety in court. And that would be a very healthy change in the eyes of civil libertarians.
So bulk collection, national security letters, the FISA courts, three major provisions in the Patriot Act. But what does the USA Freedom Act not change?
Well, you know, there are things in this bill that civil libertarians say should have been changed as well. This is not a complete overhaul of the Patriot Act. It largely addresses just one provision that's expiring at the end of the month, the one that allows bulk collection of phone records, and that's known as Section 215. There's another Section 702 that allows the NSA to collect emails and other online data overseas, and there are concerns that Americans' communications are being swept up under that provision, but that Section 702 won't come up for renewal for a couple more years. And even though some House members did try to amend the USA Freedom Act yesterday to stop that kind of bulk collection, the bill's sponsors prevailed in keeping it free of any amendments for fear that the whole negotiated package could fall apart if any changes were made to it. It was one of those don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good arguments. They said it's better to have some protections added to the Patriot Act than to have none at all, which might be the case if this bill got stalled.
Now, I understand that a similar bill actually did pass the House last year, but failed in the Senate. Why does the overhaul seem to be gaining steam now? I mean, we're talking about an unusual bipartisan coalition forming around it.
That's true. And, you know, in a way, it's kind of surprising that this is getting a second wind since Republicans now control both chambers of Congress. And they've been the ones in the past who've defended the tough surveillance policies that were authorized by the post-9/11 Patriot Act. But a lot of Republicans mistrust President Obama probably more this year than last year. So they're more inclined with him in the White House to rein in surveillance than they were when George W. Bush occupied the Oval Office. Democrats have been much more inclined to worry about encroachments on civil liberties. Republicans are now making the argument that this USA Freedom Act is actually defending the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, which forbids unreasonable searches and seizures and says no warrant can be issued without probable cause. One other thing, this bulk collection provision has in the past come up for periodic renewal by Congress, But it wasn't until Snowden made it public that lawmakers felt they had to change that provision, as they're trying to do now, largely in response to popular demand.
And finally, David, just briefly, Congress has until June 1st to act. Are there any other competing bills on this front?
Yes. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has a bill that would simply extend this bulk collection for 5 more years. That doesn't seem to have a lot of legs, but he's got a lot of power in the Senate, so it could be a showdown that doesn't get resolved until the last minute.
NPR's national security correspondent David Wellner. David, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we can't end this week without bidding a very fond farewell and best of everything to our Washington intern, Ebony Joseph. She's headed back to her South Florida home and a stint as a reporter at Here and Now contributor WLRN in Miami.
Ebony, thank you very much. Good luck in Florida. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Peter O'Dowd, in for Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.